And it is time for Your Say. And thank you again for all your posts on our websites and your emails. And of course, for following By Design on our Facebook page and on Twitter. And I'm joined once more by Joel Werner, who is helping me sort through the mailbag while Jan Ryan is on leave. Joel is the presenter of RN's Off Track. Thanks again for joining us, Joel. How are you?
I'm well, Fenella. Thanks for bringing me into the studio.
Good to have you.
Out of the wilderness.
Out of the wilderness. I know. Well, this week, Joel, we've had some really wonderful comments and emails about our panel discussion last week on sports design, especially the design of surfboards, skateboards and bicycles. What have been some of the responses?
Yes, Benny writes, wow. As a participant in all three of those sports and as an industrial designer, that panel couldn't have pricked up my ears harder. But you only just began to scratch the surface. The level of design and research in action sports at the moment is phenomenal. Benny reckons that the relationship between designers and athletes pushing boundaries of what is achievable couldn't be more evident than in the sport of mountain biking.
Okay.
Like how Cadell Evans, I think, got his start in mountain biking. You only need to watch a current World Cup downhill race to realise that humans have never, ever ridden a bicycle over such steep, rough terrain at such speeds with the incredible degree of control as World Cup-level races do now. There's no way this would be possible without the level to which design and engineering have impacted on the humble push bike.
Do we get to see you hurtling downhills very often, Joel?
Well, it's possibly coming up on Off Track. I'll see if I can get a helmet bigger enough to manage my slightly oversized head.
Well, I'll leave that one alone. One of the other guests in that discussion was surfboard designer and shaper Morris Cole. And for our listener, Dave Bradley, he has a message for Morris, doesn't he, Joel?
He does. And I'll promise you'll never see me on a surfboard. Dave writes, sorry, Morris, I love your boards, but I'll never buy a custom board again. I've begun designing at home on my computer. There's a SketchUp style program called Aku Shaper, where you can design your own shapes and send them to a local machine shaper who produces the finished product, all for a big discount.
Ah, so he could get a 3D printer and make his own surfboard. It's fantastic, I must say, to hear about people giving design a go for themselves. And technology, I think, is certainly making it a lot easier for us. We also had a wonderful speech last week from Chris Anderson, who is the TED conference organiser, I suppose. A terrific talk all about cities. And we had some great feedback about that as well, Joel.
Yes, but Noel Bird has some concerns about what he says are obvious limitations to embracing Chris's vision of the low-carbon-based city. After living in cities in the UK and Australia for 70 years, as well as visiting many others in Europe and America, Noel's found few that match up to Chris's goals of finding innovative, sustainable solutions to overcrowding, slums, traffic congestion and pollution. Once a city's population exceeds 1 million, the unregulated urban sprawl, which has resulted in unmanageable cities such as Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, creates a problem given that all the world's major cities support or are supported by free market capitalism. Planned cities, to the extent that they are practical, have fared little better once they exceed 500,000. A far better answer, which is still to some degree achievable here in Australia, is a chain of smaller coastal settlements linked by high-speed rail and with the necessary infrastructure to support independent living.
It's a very detailed and wonderful response. Thank you very much to Noel Bird for that. And we also have quite a few other responses to this talk, of course, on By Design's page. And go to abc.net.au/radionational if you'd like to read some of those or, in fact, contribute some of your ideas. We do look forward to reading them each week on our website by email or on our Facebook page as well. And that is Your Say for this week. And if you want some inspiration to get up perhaps on a Sunday morning and get outdoors, I recommend that you set your radio alarm for 6:30 a.m. and wake up with Joel Werner for Off Track. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Fenella.
As always, great to have you here.